Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. So it's taken from the top of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ra, O son, Ratzon Achar Metzia. You see, they're running after a certain Metzia, or Achar Tzvi Shavar, or perhaps after a broken deer with a broken leg. Achar Gozlo Shulaparchu, after some little bird that can't fly yet. Vamar Zachtili Sadai, Zachtilo. So the guy's running after it, and he says, it's in his field. And he says, let my field be Zocha on my behalf. And it works. Zachtalo. Let's say Hayat Tzvi Ratzu Kedarko. It's a deer running its regular speed. Oh, Shayu Gozlas Mafrichin. Or the birds are busy flying away from him, and he can't really catch up to them. V'amar Zachtali Sadai. He says, let my field be Zocha in these Mitzia. Lo Amarklum. That doesn't work at all. So if you look at Tosus for a second, Tosus writes, Zachtalo. Nira Afagav de Lo Amar Zachtali. The Mishnah says only when he says Zachtali does it work, but Tosa says Lav Dafka. Even if he doesn't say Zachtali, it still works. The Zachtalo, it still works. Why? How? What's the proof? Kedamino Leah, we said earlier, yesterday's Daf, E Takin Rabbanan Delikne Kilo Amar May Havi. We said by Dal Amos, Dal Amos works. The Gemara says maybe the guy who fell down on it didn't say he wants Dal Amos. The Gemara says who cares? Who says you need Amir by Dal Amos? So just like you don't need Amir by Dal Amos, so too you don't need Amira when it comes to the Chatzar as well. So this is Shitas Tosfos. So the Rashi makes a Kavachomer. He says Dal Amos, which is only a Takana Dirabanan, it's only a Kinan Dirabanan, if Dal Amos doesn't require Amira, so then Kavachomer, a Chatzar, which is a Kinan Daraisa, that certainly doesn't require a Amira as well. So then the question becomes, so why did the Mishnah say, why did the guy say Zachtali? What was the point of that if you didn't really need that? So Rush simply says, by saying Zachtali, you're excluding, you're deterring everyone else from trying to chase it down. It doesn't really work as a kinyan. You don't really need it. It's just letting everybody know this is yours. But now that's actually what's creating the kinyan. But the Rambam argues. The Rambam argues in Tosfos and says, and the Grub brings this down on the side here, the Rambam says you have to have an Amir. It does work. So, the reason is because since it's a Metziah, so other people are trying to get it, so there you dafka do need an Amira when it comes to this Din of Chatzar. So that's Machlokas, Rambam, and Tosfos. Okay, so the Mishnah says again, so if the animal is a broken animal, it's a bird that can't fly, so then his Chatzar could be Kone for him, even if he doesn't catch it. But if it's an animal that's fully healthy and he can't chase it down, by saying my Chatzar will be Kone, doesn't work. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Vahu She'omid B'tzad Tadeu. Now this only works if he's standing next to his Chatzir, does Chatzir work? V'tikni li Sadeu, and then the Sadeu will be good, the Chatzir will work. Damar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Chatzero Shel Adam Kone Lo Shelomidaita. A person's Chatzir is Kone Shelomidas, even though he doesn't know about it, things are just dropped in his Chatzir, he gets it. Harne Mili B'chatzir HaMishtamer. It's only if it's a Chatzir that's protected, surrounded by a fence, he doesn't have to be aware of it, doesn't have to be there. Aval chatzer she'ena mishtameres, I omei b'tatedeu in, I lo. But if it's a chatzer that's not protected, so then it only works if I'm standing next to it. I have an open field, I'm standing next to it, I say, let my field be kone, then it works. But if it does, if I'm not standing next to it, then the chatzer won't be kone. But if it's a chatzer ha mishtameres, so then it works even if I'm not standing next to it.
But you have to have Kavana or not even? Meaning, is the subject called, meaning you have to have some kind of an idea that's happening or no?
I'm not sure if you need Das. Let's see. I'm not sure. I know, but I don't know. Okay. I'm not aware. But right now the Gemara says it's a case where you're standing next to it because the Chatzar she'ena mishtameres. So why doesn't the Mishnah, Gemara could have said the Mishnah really is a case of Chatzar HaMishtameres, and he's not standing next to it. Why is Gemara assuming he's standing next to it and it's not protected? So the Malei Rome in the back answer is because the fact that he said he's chasing it down indicates that it's not a fencing area. So since it's not a fencing area, it's Eino Mishtameres. So it only works if he's standing next to it. So this Machlokas, we showed him whether he has to mamish stand inside of it maybe, or even if he stands outside of it, that's a machlokas. Tosus and Ervin says only if he stands inside the chatzer does it work. But the Ritva says no, even if he's standing outside. So what's the machlokas, whether you have to stand inside or even if you stand outside? So the Ritva says it all depends on what the source of chatzer is. If chatzar is midin yad, so yad is mamish smuchalo, then you have to stand mamish inside the chatzar where you're smuchalo. But if you assume that chatzar is midin shlichas, so just like shliach is separate from me, so too I could be standing outside my chatzar. So that's how Pnei Yeshua explained this machlokas.
What's interesting is that according to the pshat, the fact that he is standing there has to become mishtameret, because the same way as yad is mishtameret, then meaning if he's not there, it's mishtameret, but the fact that he's there has to make the sade become mishtameret.
So you're saying once you're there,
it's not like yad.
So the din is when the guy is sadeu, it makes it into a chatzar mishtameret. So that's how it's functioning.
That's the only hekesh with yad.
So the Rishon have another discussion. Can I point a shliach or hire someone to stand next to my chatzar for me? A hire guy, you watch my field, anything that falls in, kone on my behalf. Does that work? The Tosus and Gittin says it works. It's a shlucha shadan kmoso. But the Ksos argues and Ksos says not true. We have the concept we've been dealing with, the tofes balcho b'malkum shechav l'acherim. So it's a metzia. So this guy, I could get the metzia, but for that guy to get it for me, he's violating the Avera of taking away from everybody else, and Ein Shliach, the Dvar Avera. Okay, let's do one more Indian back here. In terms of the Chatzar, he says, the Chatzar is Kone Shalom Daito. If I have a Chatzar that's Mishtameres, anything that falls in the Chatzar is mine, even though I'm not aware of this. Your question was about what's a Chatzar that's not Mishtameres. If I'm standing next to it, you wanted to know, do you need Das? But everybody agrees, if it's a Chatzar Mishtameres, you don't need Das at all.
You don't need Das.
You do not need Das. So what's the reason? Why not? Normally by a kinyan I need das. So why by chatzar mishtameres I don't need das? So the Ma'arit explains that because since every other kinyan there's a ma'isa kinyan, so you need a das to strengthen it. There's no ma'isa by chatzar. It just is. So no need for das. But the Pnei Yeshua says no, there is das by chatzar. The moment I bought my chatzar, I built my chatzar, I das in the beginning, anything that comes in, so that das from the beginning works. Machlok is whether you need das at all. Everyone knows you don't need das now. The question is there a need for das in the past? Or since there's no ma'isa, there's no need for das at all. Okay, so we see either way from the Gemara that there's a distinction between the chatzar mishtameres versus a chatzar she'ena mishtameres. And a chatzar that's not mishtameres, you have to stand next to it for it to be kona. So Gemara wants to know now, minot tamra, how do you know the chatzar she'ena mishtameres, an unprotected chatzar? E omeid b'tzad tadeu in. If you're standing next to it, it's kona. And lo, but if you're not standing next to it, it's not kona. Gemara quotes say, Raisa regarding shechcha. Farmer's working in the land, or peya, he leaves over a corner, he forgets some of the bundles of wheat. It's a din of matnas anim. So the Raisa says to Tanya, Haya omid be'ir, the guy standing in the city, Romer, and he says, Yode ani, I'm aware, she'omer she'yeshli besadeh, that I left over an omer. Now he didn't leave it as shechcha. He placed an omer, a bundle, in the corner, not as peya, just he left it there. He didn't forget about it, he was aware of it. So I know that I have Omer in my field. And Poalim Shachruhu. And the Poalim, when they're putting everything together, gathering everything into the Otsar, they forgot that. So now, what's the halacha? One might think, Lo Yehei Shecha, it shouldn't be Shechacha, because I'm aware of it as the Baal Bais. I didn't forget about it. I knew about it. I left, I knew about it. I'm remembering it now. They forgot about it. Their Shecha shouldn't make it Shecha for me. So the Yacha Lo Yehei Shecha. One might think, it's not Shecha. Tamalomar, Vishachachta. Omer b'sadeh, and you forgot it. As long as it was forgotten the sadeh, since you're in the ear, you have no impact on what goes on the field anymore. Since the pollen forgot it, it's a din of shecha. So Gemara says b'sadeh v'shachta v'lo b'ir. It's only shecha if you forget about it in the field, but if you forget about it while in the city, so then it's not shecha. So the Gemara says there's a steer here. Haguf akasha. The Gemara doesn't flow well here.
Because it's understanding that v'shachta. Omer Basadeh is where the person is, not where the... Is that what it means?
It's where your shecha, where you're forgetting only took place in the sadeh, not right. It took place
but
while you're in the city.
Sadeh goes on the person, not on the
the objects. So Gemara said, but the whole flaw of the Brisa doesn't make any sense. Hagufa kasha. Amris, we were saying, Yachal lo yeshecha, you would think it's not shecha, and that would have, we thought, would have been concluded, Alma ha-yeshecha, it is shecha if I'm in the city. But Nasiv La Gemara, but the Gemara brings a Sadeh Shechta V'lo Ba'ir. Only Shecha if you're in the Sadeh, but if you're in the city, it's not Shecha, Alma Lavi Shecha. So we conclude it's not Shecha. So in other words, you might think it's not Shecha, and it's really not Shecha. That's not how the Gemara's flow. So Gemara says there's something missing here. Se'ela Hachi Kamar. Ela Lav Hachi Kamar. Must be you read this as follows. B'sadeh shachuach meikaro havishicham. If when I was in the field as the farmer, I forgot about it from the beginning, that's certainly shicha. Uvashoch, again, havishicha, zachar, let's say I remember. Uvasov shachuach. And when I initially left the field, I went off to the city, the work in the city, I remembered it. In the end, I forgot about it. Ein shicha, that's not shicha. You need shicha from the beginning, not shicha at the end. It has to be from the moment you passed by. So that's the distinction. My time, and what's the difference? Since he's standing by it, and it's his chater, and he's zoche for it. So let's say every moment he is, let's look at Rashi here. Rashi doesn't really explain this. But the idea is that since he's standing next to it, his chater is zoche for him in, on his behalf. Any of the omer that he might have forgot about later on,
standing,
that works.
No, he's standing there at the moment that the polym forgot.
Ah, so that's the point. If he left the field, the polym are working the field, he's standing on the outside. So even though the polym forgot it, that moment, his chater is going to be konen on his behalf because he's omer b'tzido. Aval b'ir, but he's standing in the city, he's not next to the chater, and then the polym forget about it. Aval b'ir, afilu zachar, zachar ulevotzov shachuach habishicha. But even though when he initially left his field, he remembered. Now he's in the city, and the Paulim forgot about it. He's not there to be Zoche's field anymore. He's not Omid Betzido. So there we find that distinction. My time, what's the reason? He's not there next to it in order to acquire the Shecha. And where's the Mimai? How do you know? Maybe this has nothing to do with standing next to your field or not. It has to do wherever the guy is. Not a din of Omer B'tzad Sadeo. The Pasuk says it's only Shecha when you're in the field. Rather, only Shecha right, in the field, but not in the city. It's a Gzeres HaKasav, and you can't learn any lachas when it comes to Chatzer in general. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo Soshuv Lekachto. Don't go ahead. If you forgot it, you're not allowed to collect it. So what's the need if you forgot it? So you have to leave it there. So of course you're not allowed to collect it. What's the repeating of you can't go ahead and collect it? Lirabos shicha sa'ir. That even if the guy's in the city, it would be a good shicha. So let's look at Rashi's for a second here. Rashi says Dilma gzer sakasev. Says Rashi, Dimashma dibesade yehi shicha val mishabah ba'ir shabah balabais la'ir ain shicha so v'shichas polim klum. It doesn't work. Hachi kamar yachol yehi shicha. So Rashi changes the whole gears here. The Gemara doesn't say this. Rashi thinks one might think really if the guy goes to the city, only the guy's in the field, but the guy goes to the city, maybe it wouldn't be a good shicha if he goes to the city. So we say, comes in the pasuk and says, Lo Sashiv, that even in the city, it's a good shecha. So right now, everywhere is a shecha. I don't care where the guy's standing in the field or the guy's standing here, to shecha everywhere. And this has nothing to do with Omid Betzad Sadayu. So Gemara says, you can't bring me a ride from the pasuk Lo Sashiv, because Haimi Barley, that's needed lilav, that there's a lav. When you leave shecha, not only is there an aseh to keep it for the anim, but there's a lav to go ahead and collect it. So Gemara says, no. Imkain, if the only reason for the pasuk lo sashiv is to teach me that there's a lava, neimar kra, the pasuk shiv say lo sikachenu. Don't take it. That's the better word to use, lo sikachenu. My lo sashiv, don't return. That's a strange lashon. So lirabo shicha seir, to teach us two things. One is that there's a lava, and number two is even shicha, when a person's in the city, will qualify as shicha. Mar says, no. It's still not available to make such a joshua, because akati mi barla, it's still needed lichadatan for the following mission. The mission tells us shelafanav ein shicha shel achav yeshicha. The guy's walking by, anything in front of him which he forgot about and kind of walked off the field, that's not shicha. Shicha is only if you pass by and now it's behind you, that's shicha. But if you haven't yet got into the wheat, that's not called shicha. How do you know? So only again in the fun of ain shicha, but la'achar of it's behind you is yeshicha, shubi bal tashiv. Only items that are the iser of returning back that you already passed over is subject to the halachas of shicha. And zeklal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Kol shubi bal tashiv, anything that's subject to the iser of going back, which is behind you, that's shicha. Kol she'inu b'bal tashuv, anything that's not b'bal tashuv, meaning it's in front of you, you haven't gotten there yet, there ain't no shicha, that's not called shicha. So that's what we need the pasuk of Bal Tashuvu. And it's not available anymore to teach me that shicha ba'ir is called shicha. So then the Gemara says, no, Amar of Ashi, Amar Kra, Yehei Lirabos Shichayir. The word Yehei is extra to tell me that even Shicha Be'ir is considered Shicha. Okay, fine.
But I don't understand what the Pope is a Hagufa Kasha, Amar Te'achol Lo Yehei Shicha Alma, right? According to that Svara, it's inverting the Svara, right? Saying that Ba'ir is always Shichacha, and when you're standing next to it, is not Shichacha, right?
When you exactly only when you're next to it, when it's next to it, it's not shecha. When
right.
you're in the city,
but
it is shecha.
But we were going with the Gemara that it's the opposite.
And the Gemara switched everything around because of all these different kashas.
Uh-huh.
So now omid betzad tzadeyu is not shecha because you're kohen b'chatzer, and be'ir you are kohen
right.
b'chatzer,
so
and that's the raya exactly.
I'm trying to understand the case. Is the case talking about a specific bundle that the Baal HaTzadeh saw,
or cloud,
or is it any bundle? Omer Shayali, any Omer.
So I think it's a specific bundle because if he forgot about himself, it's done. Once he passed over at Shicha, he remembers his bundle, but now his workers are trying to go fix everything and they forgot it.
Right.
So if he's Omer B'tzad Tzadeyu, then he's Konib, he didn't Chatzer. The Shicha never happens. The moment they forget it, his Chatzer immediately is Konib. That's not Shicha. But if he's in the city, he's not Omer B'tzad Tzadeyu.
What
then it's shicha.
When did he leave to the city?
He remembered it. Left his workers in charge. I'm going to the city for a meeting.
In the middle of the workday.
Yeah.
Or at the end. How does he know right. that it was left?
No, he was aware. He left his bundle on the side there on
right.
purpose. It wasn't shicha. He left it in the corner.
Right.
I wanted to put it in my otzer.
Okay.
Tells the problem everything in the field, that which I set aside, that's what I didn't. Take care of it.
Let's say you're in your office and you have 10 syringes.
Okay.
You see them and then the next day you come and they're not there. You say, but I saw them yesterday.
I know, but this guy is before the next day, he already, right, during that, right after he left to the ear.
At some point during the day, they were collecting all the bundles and bringing into the altar,
mm-hmm.
and they forgot. Yes. They forgot this.
He was ahead of
so
them.
He
right.
knows that they forgot it.
He wasn't
no,
sure,
no,
but
no, no,
it,
no,
he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
No, what happens is the bundle was still in front of them, not that he had to lashu. So he goes and he says, okay, you know what, there's this bundle here that by the end of the day, tomorrow morning, they're
yes.
going to take it. And then the day comes, goes by the next day, and his workers forgot.
But he knows that they forgot, for sure.
He knows that he was there. And then when he comes back and he's still there, that's right. Then he knows he forgot because they kept on going forward on the field doing other stuff.
He's in the city right now. He doesn't know what's
Sorry.
The status
Correct.
Of his
yeah.
bundle. He doesn't know.
No. But
yeah.
again, he hopes that his chatzir will be koneh on his behalf, anything that they forgot. And we say it doesn't work. Because you're not Omer B'tzad Tzadeyu.
But it's a specific bundle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Stam that he says, all the bundles.
Correct. Fine. So then the Gemara says, V'chein Amar Ula, V'hu Omer B'tzad Tzadeyu. He says the same thing. It only works when you're standing next to the Chatzer. V'chein Amar Rabba, Bar Chana, V'hu Sh'omer B'tzad Tzadeyu. So that's the klal. Everybody's in agreement. If you're Omer B'tzad Tzadeyu, your Chatzer is going to be Kone. Otherwise, it won't be Kone. So Gemara asks the question now. Oftentimes they traveled on boats. So Rabbi Gamliel and all the other elders, Rabbi Gamliel was a wealthy, he was a Nasi, he was a lot of money, so he had a yacht. So he had all these different Zakenim on the belt with him all the time. So this case is the Amar Rabbi Gamliel. He says, Issa, he forgot to take Maiser. He forgot to separate all his Maisers and Trumos. So what's he supposed to do? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, why do you have to suddenly do this on the boat? All his fruit are now in his house. So says Rashi, Isir Shani Asid, let's read the Gemara for one more line here. Isir Shani Asid Lamod Nasan Yeshua. The Meiser that I'm going to take, let it be to Rabbi Yeshua, who is with him on the boat. So Rashi says, Isir Shani Asid Lamod Niska Shlo Isir Masrosav. He remembered he didn't take Meiser yet. Vuhuk Shalom, it was hard for him. Umir Lasan Bashir Husham. What was hard for him? He wanted to do the mitzvah. He forgot to do a mitzvah, so he's very bothered by this. He wants to do this right now so he doesn't waste any time. Don't wait.
He was also scared that it
put in the that's Tosas. Look at Tosas now. Rashi just says he was bothered he didn't do the mitzvah. Tosas says no. Tosas right, Isa Shani Asi Lamur, Perish Rashi but Perakamat Kedushin, Shaya Yare Pen Yismichol Abnei Beiso Shisir, V'yochli. He's afraid his family's going to eat the food, not knowing it's still Tevil. To Chazaka Chaver, Sheinu Motsi Minachad Yadav, Davar Sheinu Masuka. A chaver like Rabbi Gamliel never leaves fruit untithed, so they assumed it was good, but it wasn't. So he says, "Vakasha, that's difficult to say." Says Tosos, "Dahinu dafka b'chaver shemei sabaholech." That's only a guy who dies or he's on the way. He's not returning back in a while. Rav Gamliel went for the day. He went for a day trip. He's coming back. So they're not going to assume he took Ma'aser already. The old Lama Nitnam Yerushua, Rabbi Kiva. Why do you have to give him? It goes on in the boat that he gave it to someone. You don't need a Nesina. There are two stages when it comes to Ma'aser. There's a Hafrasha, which removes the Iser. If that was his concern, all you need is a Hafrasha. You don't need to give a Nesina. When you go home, you do the Nesina. So, Yikar Lehem Shem V'lo Yoser. So, jump down to the last line now of Tosos, on the Amud here, who perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Shnas Havir Ha'isa. He had to burn anything left over, he had to get rid of. The Kfar Hifrish, we already separated them already. Hayatach La'otzas Matachas Yadam V'lo Litnam Libailim. He wanted to now Mekai the Mitzvah of Nesina, because if he doesn't give it to them, he's going to have to burn the fruits, and you wouldn't get to have the mitzvah of the Nesina. So that's what's going on here. So there's a three-way machlokas why he was doing this now.
Isn't he doing
Trumah? Trumah, I guess they assume he did Trumah already. Rashi, look at Tosa asks the question. Look at Tosa's on Amud Beis now. Yud Alpha Mabeis, the same Tosa's, two narrow lines down, Tosa's asks the question. Vim Tomar, Amai Lo Nasan Trumah Gedola, Kiditran Bahach the Maisa Shani, that Mishra says, No Sin Trumah, Vachumas Maisa Vilakoin, Sharei, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Hayaimo, he was with him as well, Kitakatani Seifa, that it says, Amid Rabbi Shua Vamar Shumas Maisa Shabo, Nasan Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So there was a coin in the boat there he could have given the Trumah to. Why didn't he do that? V'yeshlomar, the Trumah Gedola Terem Shenasa Hefrisha, V'natna Lafishak Lahat, Haisa Lafrish, Dechit Achas Proteres Esakri, V'notless Bowman. Trumah is very easily taken care of. You need one kernel, you're good. So that he took care of before he left. His one kernel, gave it to the Kohen, and boom. Everything else he didn't have a chance to do, so he did it while on the boat.
You know, the Kasha and Rashi is, how does he know that they didn't finish the food? You know, how can it be mafresh?
Like, how do you know?
If he left, let's say, 10 apples at home, he wants to be mafresh while he's on the boat, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they ate all the apples.
Yeah, no? In Echanami, yeah.
Right, they thought it was Chavar's food, then maybe they finished it all.
I say, if that's key, it's better safe than sorry, meaning it's an option that they didn't, so as opposed to just not doing anything.
He probably had, the other problem
had a lot,
is,
he probably had a lot of stuff.
If he's Mafrish and Apple, right, exactly, remotely, yeah. What happens if they eat it?
The guy was the president. You know, he was
the
president. You had the whole silo.
If he's Mafrish remotely, what happens if they get to that 10th apple and eat it? That's a problem. They don't know that he was mafresh today.
Right. That's a stronger question.
What also shnas abir? What
the
abir? No, not abir. That's a different thing.
Third and sixth year
before Pesach.
Before Pesach,
they burn all the different all the mice that's left over to get rid of. Okay. Fine. Let's go weiter now. So, anyways, Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim are on the boat. What do they do with what we're talking about? So they're on the boat. And he gives Ma'aser Rishon, which is the Yeshua, who's a Levi. And then had to give it to them. So he says, Mekomo Muscharlo. The Makom says Rashi in the top of Yud Alpha Mebeis, Mekomo Muscharlo, Mikiba Mimenu Sham Schar Makom. So Rabbi Yeshua paid him rent. For Rabbi Gamliel had a property. So Rabbi Yeshua rented that property. Whatever the Ma'aser is on that will be his. He's Kona through that din. And Rashi says, the Hachi Katani Seifa. The end of the Mishnah says, "Niskablu zeh mi zeh schar." They accepted rent from each other. The chol kach lama what to need? Kedei liknos ma'aser sheitei chatzir kona lo. In order that chatzir is kona for him. Ulefisha metaltlin ein konin ela oba b'shicho achatero tikna lo. Now, how does Yeshua get the fruit? If the fruit are really out in the field, they're on the boat now. You can't. There's no b'shicho. The fruit over there. So tukin chatzir. So Rabbi Yeshua rents the chatzir from Rabbi Gamliel. And now, since the fruit are in that chatzir now, which is rented by Rabbi Yeshua, automatically he is kona the metalkalim, he is kona the mice. Fine. Then Iser Acher, the next Iser, the next mice, ani she'ani asid lamod nasan laakiva ben Yosef, giving to Akiva. Why Rashi says he was a gabai tzedakah, so he was representing the aniyim. Kedei sheyitzka bo laaniyim. Umekomer muschalo, same thing, that Rabbi Kiva is going to rent the property, and he's going to get the maisros for the onion. So now the Gemara asks the question, V'chi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva betata deyu, Shur Rabbi Gamliel, how you? Were they standing next to the field? Obviously not, they were on a boat. How does it work? Omdin betadeyu only works. Omdin. So the answer I would have thought would be, maybe it's a chatzar mishamaris. Chatzar mishamaris is a need. So Gemara says, Amar lei. So Ula says back to him, Dami hai mirdar banan kidilo gami inche shmaisa. It seems to me that this person doesn't know how to learn. It's such an obvious answer. Now, he doesn't tell us what the answer is. But he says, this question is such a bad question, I'm not even going to respond to him. Okay. Rashi doesn't tell us what the answer is, but we'll see in a moment. So now the Gemara says, Kiyasa Lasura. So when he came to Surah, Rabbi Abba, who was the questioner, he asked this question to Ula. So he says, right, he asked the question, yeah, Rabbi Bar Chana, I think it was. Make sure I get the people right here.
Rabbi Abba asked
Ula. Ula didn't give him an answer. So Rabbi Abba was bothered by this. So Kiyasa Lasura, and Rabbi Abba made his way to Surah. Amalhu, he says to them, Helchi Amar Ula, Vahalchi Osvinu. Ula says one thing. He says that only Omid B'Sadeyu. I asked the question from the story of Gamli on the boat, that it works even when you're not Omid B'Sadeyu. So what's the answer? So Amar Lei Hahum Mirabanan, a certain Talmud Chacham in Surah answered him, Rabbi Gamliel, Metatle Agav Mikarkai Hiknilem. So the answer is, says Rashi, Metatle Agav Mikarka Hiknilem. It wasn't working through chatzir. That first you're kona the field, and then through chatzir comes in. Rather, says Rashi, shafilu hiknelo achatzir acheres sheinam besocha kanoinami. K'detan nechasim shein lehem acharas niknim im nechasim sheish lehem acharas b'kesef mishinasun ha-kesef shebishu akarka metaltin. O afilu akarka b'mechar metaltin b'matana niknin ha-metaltin b'kinin akarka b'mashicha. It's midin agav. Meaning what? He's referring to a mission. If I'm going kone a karka, I can be kone metalton with it. It was one maisa kinin. Just like it works. Now, it wasn't two stages where I'm kone the chatzir and then metalton in the chatzir, I'm kone. That doesn't work because I'm not omid b'tzadeu. To where we even sign a contract. I'm buying your house with all the furniture inside. That's not, the furniture is not through a chatzir. The furniture is through agav. Once I'm being kone the karka, agav that, I'm also being kone the furniture. So by being kone the chatzir, I'm also being kone the metaltim, and that's why it worked. Nothing to do with chatzir at all. That's how they explained to him in Surah.
When you're socher, you're also kone? Is that your kinyan?
You have a certain level of kinyan, yeah. By the stur. You have to use it. So anything that falls in my, if I'm renting an apartment, anything that goes in my apartment is mine, even though you're the landlord. I have the full rights to it now.
But, okay. But that does mean that whatever is in that at that moment in that apartment, you're also calling because of this. Is it strong enough to do kinyan agav? Yeah.
Is it strong enough to do kinyan agav? It's from here. Yeah.
It looks like.
Yeah,
it
looks like it is. Yeah. Now, before you go ahead to this answer, I just want to point out something interesting here. If you look at Tosas for a second, Nasan Yeshua, they gave it to Yeshua. Yeshua was a Levi. He took the Maaser Rishon. So Tosas asks the question, Vim Tomar, Baha Kantinu Ezra, then Ezra make a Takana. They penalized that Levim, since Levim did not come back with him to Eretz Yisrael, Levim were not allowed to take Maaser Rishon. This certainly happened way after Ezra, so why is Rabbi Yeshua as a Levi able to take Maaser? Says Tosas, Vyeshomar Sphere like Rabbi Kiva, Damar, the Kodim Knas, Dafka Lelevi, Vacha Knas Lekorin Ulelevi. The Knas wasn't that Levi can't get it anymore. It was Levi and Kohanim can also get it. But Rabbi Kiva doesn't think that as excluded Levim, he just added Kohanim that they could collect Maaser Rishon as well. Okay. One second here. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara says, so anyways, this was the answer that referring to, it wasn't a kin in chatzir, it was a kin in agav. So Gemara says now, Rabbi Zera kabla, Rabbi Abba lo kabla. Rabbi Zera was very satisfied with this answer. Rabbi Abba still wasn't satisfied with this answer. He thought he still had a good kasha. Why could you say agav? So let's see. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Shapir avid de lo kabla. Rava says, you're right. You should not have accepted this answer. Why not? V'chi lo haya lehem sudar liknos mimenim b'chalipin. So what do you mean? Were they not? Didn't have clothing there? They couldn't take a handkerchief, a yarmulke out, and do chalipin? So that would have been a much better answer. Why wouldn't they do chalipin? Why are they making the Rabbi Gamliel, who's a wealthy guy, he's collecting rent from the poor Zakenim on the do chalipin? So the Gemara explains the reason why is ela tovas hana eino mamon liknos mimenu chalipin. So the din is whatever Rabbi Gamliel separated, Maaser Rishon was owned by the Levim. It wasn't his anymore. Once you're Mafish Meiser, Ani, Meisher Levi, Levi and Ani holds it. I just have the right to choose which ones I give it to, but it's not mine anymore. There's no mammon that I own. The only right I have now is to give it away. Tovas Hana. And this Gemara Paskin that Tovas Hana is not considered mammon. So if it's not considered mammon, you can't. There's nothing to be machne. There's nothing of value to be machne over. So that's why Chalipin doesn't work.
So he's staying with the Chalipin?
He says Chalipin can't work right now.
Can't work here.
Right, so Chalipin, so Ela Tovas Hana, Ein Mammon. And ain't a mamon liknos menu chalipin. So hachanami, so too, just like it's not mamon for chalipin to work, hachanami tovas hana ain't a mamon liknos agave karka. Agav only works when it's furniture, something that has value. Agav doesn't work for something abstract like tovas hana.
So what do you sell him here? The rest of the karka?
What do you sell him here?
Once he was already mafreshed, then it belongs to him. Like Aviyachal, it belongs to him.
Everything, all the fruit belongs to Kohanim, the Shevet Kuna or the Shevet Anim. But now, which particular one gets it, I get to decide
access.
Who.
He's giving him access.
So, right.
That's only if you say Yesh Breira.
Yesh Breira.
Because Ein Breira, then they cannot be calling something they don't know what.
Right. That's right. That's part. Breira is an important part of this also.
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah. So, since either way, so therefore, just like chalipin doesn't work for tovas hana, so to agav doesn't work for tovas hana either. Okay, so then the Gemara says, so just look at Rashi to clarify. So why does chatzer work then? So okay, if agav doesn't work, so why would chatzer work?
And you said so chatzer also doesn't work.
No, so look at Rashi. No, Rashi says, look at Rashi. Eino mamon liknos agave karka bikinin shakarka niknabo el afkure baalma afkir gavayu. The fruits are hefker, pretty much.
No, you mean not kinyan agav, you mean regular kinyan chatzer.
Yeah, kinyan chatzer.
Ah.
So we're saying chatzer does work.
Right.
But chatzer, just like agav and chalipin don't work on tovas hana,
right.
So chatzer shouldn't work either. So Rashi says, these fruit are really mamish hefker now. V'chi ogre lehu, when he rents to Rabbi Yeshua, the chatzer, mokum kantalo, he now is kone, he owns this property. Chatzer batas chatzer kishar hefker. The chatzer is going to be kone the fruit, like it's kone any other hefker. That's why chatzer works. So now if chatzer really works, the question goes back to square one. The guy's not omid b'tzad tadeu. So if how can Rabbi Yeshua be kone if it's working midin chatzer? So the Gemara says no. V'loi, not true. Manos kahuna nesina ksibu. There's a very important machlokas. Again, we're not going to get involved here. But when a person's mafresh maisos, trumos, does a kohen own it? And it just tovas hana, I decide who gets it. Or no, I still own it, I just need to do a nesina. Gemara now changes gears and says, no, I need to do a nesina to the kohen. It's really Rebbe Gamliel. So he needs to do a maisa nesina. So he says, the reason why chalipin doesn't work is because you need a nesina ksibu. But chalipin is a nesina. Chalipin is a derech mekach umemkar. It's an exchange. It doesn't satisfy the need for a nesina. But metatlan agav karka nesina alimasahi. But agav does is considered a nesina. Just like I'm giving you my karka, I'm also giving you my metatlan agav. So again, when it comes to manas anim, I need to do a nesina. So certainly a maisa nesina is good enough. Certainly agav is considered a nesina. But chalipin is considered mekach umemkar. That's why chalipin doesn't work.
The karka is like a yad, which is actually a real
name. The karka is like a yada, so then it's real, right. Does Rashi say this? Let's see.
So we are using chalipin at the end?
No, we cannot. Chalipin is a mekach umemkar, it's an exchange. A mekach umemkar is not the same as a nesina.
I said we're not using chalipin.
No, we're not. We're explaining why. Initially we thought we're not doing chalipin because tovas hana is not mamon. I say, no. It's not that I, as Rabbi Gamliel, I own it. It's still mine. It's not ain't a mamon. It is mamon. It's something. It's in this world. So why can't I do chalipin? Because to give manas anim, you need a mais in a sina. I need to give it to the ani. Chalipin is not a nesina. It's an exchange. It's a mekach umemkar. It doesn't work for a nesina. But agav, when I'm giving him away something, that's considered nesina, and it works. So what took place in the boat with Rebbe Gamliel, it wasn't chatzer. It was agav. He said, just like I'm going to rent to you my property, along with that, you'll get all the metaltlin, all the meiser, all the peros that's on that property. And that's why it worked. And it's not akasha to ula. Okay.
Hey, it's as clear as it is. Shemokher karka lechavero, vehu adin hamaskir karka lechavero, yachol yaknot agava.
So now the Gemara says halfway down, Yud Aleph and Beis, Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, Das Acheres Makna Oson Shaini. The case of Das Acheres is a different case. Really, they're talking about Torah's B'chatzer. So Chatzer, up until now, we assumed Chatzer only works only beside today, if I'm standing there. That's talking about Hefker. But the case of Rabbi Gamliel, where Rabbi Gamliel is a Das Acheres Makna, where he's being Makna over to Rabbi Yeshua. So since it's stronger, you don't need Rabbi Yeshua to be standing next to the chatzer. So in general, by Metzia, he does need to stand next to the chatzer because it's a weaker kinyan. But the Asacheres, you don't need to be standing next to the chatzer. So that's the difference of Rav Papa. So Rav Papa, they ask Rav Papa now, Uman minat temra, how do you know there's such a distinction between a Metzia hefker and being konus, something from a person. The Tana, the Mishnah says, our very Mishnah. Ra, also in Ratzon Achar Metzias, see the guy running after this and chasing it. So he said, if he's able to catch up to it, it's broken, it's good. If not, the chatzah doesn't work. And all in that Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vahu Shirat Acharein, Umagin. And only if he could chase them down and catch up to them. Fine. And then on that Mishnah, Ubay Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yirmi asks the question, Bimatana Heyach Kabla Mine. So Bimatana Heyach, what's the din by Matana? So if you look at Rashi says, let's say by Matana, I give you a deer. Here it is, I'm letting it out in your field. Good luck catching it. You have to also be able to catch up to it when it comes to the Matana. So Kibla Mine Rabbi Abba Barkara, he had such a Mesorah that Afa Pisha Rat Acharem Vein Magin, it works. So when it comes to our Mishnah, you could only be Koni Chatzah if you catch up to the deer, which is a case of a Mitzia, it's running away. But the Matana, there's a Mesorah that happens that even if I can catch up to it, my Chatzah will be Kona by Matana. What's the difference between Matana and Mitzia? Right, again, our Mishnah says by a Mitzia, my Chatzah. Again, the mission right now is La Mishameris, right, that we establish.
No,
so our mitzvah, it only works if I can catch up to it.
Right.
But if I can't catch up to it, it doesn't. But Matana, the Masorah has been that even if I can catch up to it, it's a good Kenyan. So why my time? La Mishum de Dasa Cheres Makne, O Sunshine? Because it's given as a Matana and there's a Dasa Cheres Makne, then my Chatze will be Kona even if it's not Mishameris and even if I can catch up to it. As opposed to Mitzia, only if I can catch up to it does it work. So we see such a distinction, bein mitzia le matana. So amr le Rav Simi le Rav Papa, hare get the das acheres makne, so, get, where there's a das acheres makne, the amr ula, and ula says, v'hu she'omedes b'tzad besa, o b'tzad chatzera. But how come in that case, with a das acheres makne, there's a husband and a wife dealing with it, and the halach is that it only works in her chatzera, she's only kona nasan biyada, if she's standing by it. But we said before, if it's a matana, if there's a das acheres makne, the chatzer is kona even if she's not standing next to it. How come Ula requires that she stands next to it? So Gemara says, shiny get the isa balkarcha. And the get's balkarcha, then it has to be where she's standing next to it. Gemara says, wait a second, that's the opposite. That doesn't make sense. Maskela rav sheshes, breder of idi, balkarcha, that should be opposite. Lav kavachomerhu, mes get, rather ma get, the isa balkarcha, it's against her will. She plays no role here at all. She has to accept it against her will. She has to dafka be standing next to it for it to work. So matana dimidaita lakol shegem. If midas where she has to accept it, she has to be willing to accept it. So certainly only if she's there, willing to accept it, should it work. I think that's the Gemara's answer, right? Yeah, Gemara ends up answering that question like that. Very good. So again, where she plays no role, her das doesn't make a difference. It only works if she's there. So if her das does make a difference by a makala matana, so then she should have to be there also, kavachomer. So the Gemara answers like what you just said, Ela Amar Vashi. Ravashi says, going on to the top of Yud Beis Amar Aleph now, Ela Amar Vashi, Chater is Rabbe Mishumiyad, Belogara Mishlichas. Chater is learned out through Yad. Okay, fine, we learned that above, that's Midin Yad. And it can't be any worse than shlichus. What does this mean? To gave get dechov hulo ein zachen la'adam el b'fanav. Get dechov her, she doesn't want to be divorced. This only works when she's present in front of the chatzer. Gavi matana dechus hulo zachen la'adam shalpona. By matana, where it's dechus, then the chatzer will be kona, even if she or he is not next to the chatzer. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll continue Sunday, Mirtz Hashem. Okay, Shabbos, yeah.